Blog Talk Radio.
Down to the potter's house.
And behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he had made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, which seemed good for the potter to make it. And then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? As the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hands, O house of Israel. Hallelujah, glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Hey, Siri, play worship medley.
Thank you, Jesus.
Worship medley. We have come into his house. He is Lord of the glory of his presence. Now playing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and whose hands and feet is the church. And that includes us. In Jesus' name. Housekeeping suggestions.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Take out your Bibles. Get your Bibles ready. Get your take out a composition notebook or something to write on. Hallelujah. Take out a good ink pen, couple pencils, a highlighter. Hallelujah. Whatever you need to mark your scriptures. Hallelujah. So you'll be ready when the pastor gives all, when we give all the scriptures addresses that he's going to speak from tonight. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. Bread and juice, water, cracker. Hallelujah. In the name of you, whatever you're going to use for, as your communion elements. And don't forget to write down the names of people that you want to pray for, people you want to stand proxy for, people that you want God to bless, people that say, pray for me, or somebody that you know needs a touch from the Lord, somebody that you know God needs to do something for.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And don't forget to redo those, reset those alarms. Hallelujah. Set your alarm 5 minutes prior to the time of us starting at 7 a.m. every morning, praise and worship. We start the day off with Jesus. What a blessing to your whole day it is. Hallelujah. Then 7 p.m. Tuesday evening for Institute of Biblical Learning. Hallelujah. And 7 p.m. Wednesday evening, our midweek victory service. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And then, and don't forget to mark your calendars, hallelujah, for the second Friday of the month. Hallelujah. It's already passed, and we had a glorious time in the Lord. But that's when we have men's and women's fellowship. Hallelujah. The second Friday of the month, hallelujah, is men's and women's fellowship from 7 to 7:40 is the men's fellowship. And then 7:50 until 8:30 is the women's fellowship. Hallelujah. And then on Sundays at 3 p.m., hallelujah, that's our international victory service, heard all over the world. Hallelujah. The people in Madagascar, Africa, listen to the broadcast. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. When you get a chance, hallelujah, pull up the ministry's website to see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. Go to rymmi.org. and see what the mission and vision of this ministry is. Also, visit our GoFundMe page. That's pull up Renewing Your Mind Ministries International, Inc. Hallelujah. And we also have a new cash app. It is $TPH, that stands for the Potter's House, 2023. Hallelujah, hallelujah. People of God, when you sow unto the Lord, when you sow, tell God the harvest that you are expecting and watch God do the job. Hallelujah. We thank God for the first and second Sunday of the month is, hallelujah, the Potter's House Challenge. Hallelujah. It's also, hallelujah, first and second Sunday of the month is also the Pastor's Corner. Hallelujah. Then the third Sunday of the month, hallelujah, is the Birthday Corner. first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club. Our young people are being taught the Word of God by Elder QB Stevenson. They need to know the Word of God. They need to know how to call on Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Then on the fourth Sunday of the month, we have a guest speaker coming in. We have guests, but we also have a part of our service where the young people are able to come in and share with us what they learned that first, second, and third Sunday. They're able to share the scriptures with us, quote the scriptures and read the scriptures, hallelujah, and sing songs and present to us gifts that they have made, hallelujah, Good News Youth Club, hallelujah, gifts that reflect, hallelujah, the scriptures, hallelujah, Good News Youth Club, hallelujah, hallelujah. After that fourth Sunday, the speaker, hallelujah, we had a free fellowship dinner, hallelujah, but the month of June, hallelujah, we are honoring our pastor, we are honoring Dr. Bird, hallelujah, we're going to have a pastor's appreciation service, hallelujah, and that service will not be held here at the church, that service will be held at our guest speaker's church. Pastor Lewis Wright will be our guest speaker on the fourth Sunday of this month. And the address to his church is 2121 West Pratt Street. Hallelujah. Come out and enjoy the Lord. We still will have a free fellowship dinner afterwards. Hallelujah. We're going to enjoy the Lord at Bible Way Church of God in Christ. 2121 West Pratt Street. Hallelujah. If Pastor Bird has touched your heart, touched your life, come on, let him know how much you appreciate him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done and doing, for all that God has done for the ministry. Hallelujah. We thank God for our new edifice. Hallelujah. Beautiful kitchen, beautiful childcare room, beautiful offices, beautiful classrooms. In a child care room, having his own private entrance. Hallelujah. We thank God for what he's done and doing and going to do. We thank God for our new washing stations in Northeast, South, and West Baltimore City, where we can minister to the homeless on a much larger scale. We're able to feed them and clothe them and give them job-ready skills. Hallelujah. What's God add on to the church? Hallelujah. Even through the homeless ministry. Hallelujah. We thank God for all that he's done, he's doing, and he's going to do. And if you would like to be a member or a student in our Institute of Biblical Learning before Tuesday or by Tuesday, let us know. We've only had two classes. So give a call to 443-416-1201. Send me a text. Hallelujah. I'll let you know what you have to do to catch up. Hallelujah. All classes, all tests, everything is oral, and the class is virtual. Hallelujah. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peters. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, once again, we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following, even the housekeeping suggestion. You are mighty God. In Jesus' name, we bless your name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. We just praise your name today. Yaakov
Shade. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You've been better to us than we've been to ourselves, Lord. We thank you. We honor you. We praise your name. We glorify your name. We thank you because, Lord Jesus,
God wants to be
everywhere.
Everywhere. Yes, he will.
sister. I shall provide for you each and
every day,
lift your head, Lord, I need you right away. I know he will, each and every day. Lift your hands and say, I need you. Now come on, begin to thank him for the healing right now. Come on, all over the building. Just begin to thank him for his healing virtue flowing through this building.
Thank you, Lord.
We speak to organs and tissues all over this building.
Yes, God, in the name of
God. Line up with the word of God.
In the name of
God. Hallelujah. God wants to heal you everywhere you hurt, everywhere you hurt. God will see you through. He'll take the pain away.
Yes.
Dear Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know he will.
Oh,
well.
God,
yes, he will.
Each and every day, you must lift your hands and say, God, I need you.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
There's healing in the camp tonight. Hallelujah. Because he wants to heal you everywhere you hurt.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know,
hallelujah.
We're going to intercede for others because there's some folk that are still not buying into that. And we got to let you know that God wants to heal you everywhere
hallelujah.
You hurt.
Thank you, Jesus.
And to underscore that, God's going to heal you because we're going to take our faith and cover you right now in Jesus'
name. Thank you, Jesus.
We're going to take our faith and intercede.
Yes, God, in the name.
Right now. You and your mother, father, son, daughter, brother, sister. Hallelujah. Grandparents, uncles, aunts, nieces, and nephews, and cousins. We're going to take our faith and cover you right now in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because, see, we understand that the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Yes.
We understand that he inhabits the praise of his people. We understand that when the praises go up,
the blessings come down.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We do thank God because somebody prayed for us.
Yes.
They had us on their mind.
Yes.
Some of us weren't even thinking about God at the time, but somebody called out our names to the Father God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And you know what God did? He heard their cry. And because they prayed,
mm-hmm.
and because God heard,
hallelujah,
he delivered us.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
From the mess that we were in.
Thank you, Jesus.
He saved us from the trouble that we were getting ready to head into or in the middle of. Hallelujah. We thank God. So as I play the selection, the prayer in the background, begin to articulate, begin to verbalize, begin to name names, call out your family members. Don't skip over your family. Call your family members, members that are close and members that are far off. Call out their names and call out others as you pray tonight.
Yes.
And guess what?
Thank you, Jesus.
Expect God to heal.
Amen.
Deliver and set the captives free.
Hallelujah.
We claim all the lives of every man, woman, boy, girl that's going to be mentioned. We claim them in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We claim their lives in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus
Christ. Hallelujah.
So as we play the selection, say out loud these names. Call them out to the Father God.
Amen.
And then expect signs, wonders, miracles,
yes.
And blessings to follow in Jesus' name. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, come thy kingdom.
And I will.
Be done thy will.
Thank you, Jesus.
My family, my wife, myself,
my husband,
Daniel,
Pamela,
Keith, Tiny Earl, Tavon, Kimberly,
Tia,
Alicia,
Kimberly,
Michael, Mark, and Ariana, Nick,
Norman,
Reggie, Malachi, Xavier, Jaheim, Emmanuel,
Elijah,
Tamara,
Trayvon,
Gazelda, Aiden, EJ, Ezekiel, Kai,
Dominic,
Joshua, Lauren, Lawless, yes. Dorothy, James Jr., Jalik, Janine, Paola, Lewis, Talitha, Regina, Dwight, Corey,
Daniel,
Devon, Declan,
Hallelujah.
Church,
Hallelujah. Mike,
Damon, Sabrina, Joseph Atkins, Anna,
Travion, Hallelujah. Jack,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Rachel Johnson,
Tony, Ricky Bird, Sarah Fright,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
Juliet, Andreas, David, Gina, and family.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Cynthia, Milton, Sandra, Brenda, Mike, Daniel, LeBron, D'Artagnan, Tony, Warren, family.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Pamela Bird, Naomi, Carolyn.
Hallelujah.
Pamela Bird, Naomi.
Bobby.
Hallelujah. And family. Hallelujah. Glory to you.
Hallelujah. Tanya Bird.
Jesse Bird, Maria, Tanya, Calvin, Robin, Ken.
Jeffrey Bird. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bob and family.
Yes.
Chris,
hallelujah.
Taja, Nelly, Alina, Tiffany,
hallelujah.
And Amani and family.
Hallelujah.
Audrey Bird, thank you, Jesus. Audrey Bird, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Audrey Bird, thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus, Corey. Family. Paul, Karen, and Harvey and family.
Corey.
Hallelujah. Kathy Moody and family.
Woman.
Bubba, do you see?
David.
Shirley, Michelle, Marvin, James, Kelly, and family.
Her husband.
God. Freddie Douglas and family, Benjamin Thomas and family,
Karen.
Walter Allen and family, yes. James Ward and family, yes. Karen Joseph.
Hallelujah. Bless
the
Karen, oh God.
Charlie Lundy and family.
Glory
to God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, with Ernest David Geneva and family. That's the pumpkin and family.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Deanna Ruin family. Angela Ruin family.
Yes.
Patty Collins family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Denise Brown.
Rose Wester family. Sally Lundy and family.
Kathy Pittard.
Hallelujah. Cohen family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Raymond Banks and family.
Hallelujah. And her husband.
Jackson and family. Danny and the family. All our in-laws, outlaws, and other relatives. Our uncles and aunts, nieces and nephews and cousins.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Angie Harrison family. Elder Kivian family. Popular Cynthian family.
Yay.
Evangelist Lorraine Gamble and family.
Lydia.
Evangelist
Lee
and family. Hallelujah. Jennifer
Annie.
Family. Hallelujah. Minister Linda and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Minister Jerry Cleveland and family. Hallelujah. Joaquin and family. Hallelujah. Sister
Miller and Bryce.
Desjardins and family. Sister Camila and family.
Lillian.
Hallelujah. Evangelist Margaret Pearson and family.
His and brothers.
Brother Harry Warshaw and family. Gary and Mark Wilson and family. Hallelujah.
Deborah Miller and then
William Orange and family. Adrian Scott and family.
David.
Lorenzo Bedford and
family. Hallelujah.
Sheila Bedford and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Rosa and family. Marvin and family.
Thank you.
Russell Navadon and family. Hallelujah. Kenneth and Kevin Ennals and family. Roland, Mike, and John and family, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Elder Vanola Clark and family.
Hallelujah.
Rosetta Carey and family. Angela Jennings Hill and family. Corinthia Johnson and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Janetta McCoy and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Brother Anthony and family. Elder Lester and family. Deacon Dale and family. Minister Doreen and family. Minister Janice and family. Jane and family. Apostle Margie Mercer and family. Apostle Justin Hoffman and family. Pastor Don
yes.
family.
Hallelujah.
Pastor, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Family. Pastor Jason Roseberry and family.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Pastor Maxine and Theodore Three and family.
Hallelujah.
Robin Stewart and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Elder Lester and family. Deacon Dale and family.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you.
Cynthia.
Roche, man, yeah, there, but.
Hallelujah.
Adrian Scott and family. Hallelujah. Bless your money, everybody. I told you. So hallelujah. Mitchell Warren and family. Y'all tell me, Pastor Mitchell Warren and family. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, of God. Hallelujah. Pastor Arnold Henry and family. Mr. Carl Pierce. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somerville. Hallelujah. And family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Bless your folks. Hallelujah. Bishop Manuel Saunders and family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tony Evans and family.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Al Cowan family. Jesse the Planet family.
Wayne.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Jesus.
Wayne and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thomas and family, Kevin and family.
Hallelujah.
Another Thomas and family. The Duke family.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Herbert family. Regina Bruce and family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Money to Boyche. I hear the wolf shaking in any region.
Hallelujah.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord. We bless your name today, Lord. And Father God, we don't know what we should pray for as we ought, but your Holy Spirit does and makes intercession for us. So we thank you, Lord, for our prayer language. Expect you to move supernaturally with divine
Jesus.
Intervention with
thank you, Jesus.
Supernatural manifestation
hallelujah.
Of your glory and your blessing
thank
and your favor.
Jesus, thank
in Jesus'
hallelujah.
Name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
God, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
At this time.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
After the end of this next election.
Thank you, Jesus.
The voice you will hear.
Thank you, Jesus.
Will be none other than a Holy Ghost tongue talking, fire baptized, demon destroying, guardian of the altar, warrior of the word, none other than Pastor
Jesus.
Teacher's Bird.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
With the children's corner
hallelujah.
On this evening. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah,
to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Come through. Hallelujah. But I'm going to give you some resources. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. These are some ideas for jobs. And if you did not get the job that you wanted, hallelujah, maybe God got bigger and better things for you. Hallelujah. Sometimes we have to call on those deep thoughts. Hallelujah. So, okay, God, and you can always use God as a resource. He is our present help all the time.
Hallelujah.
All the time. Hallelujah. And God knows just what you need. Hallelujah. So, therefore, trust in him. Don't get discouraged. Hallelujah. When it comes to, my job didn't come through or this didn't come through. Hallelujah. Because I know during the summertime when the young people have applied, they start applying in January, February. Hallelujah. Baltimore City has, they have 6,000 jobs for 8,000 children. That wants it. And then the number has to be weeded down. Hallelujah. But you know what? Ephesians 3:20 says, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us." Hallelujah. We serve a God that is able to far surpass, hallelujah, the summer in your employment. He's able to bless you with employment. He's able to bless you even with ideas of an entrepreneur. Hallelujah. I believe with all my heart that we were all born with gifts inside of us. They were deposited inside of you. And I believe everyone has a gift that will produce finances in their life.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Make a list. Sit down. Write down what you like to do, what you're good at. Hallelujah. And see, look around you. See a need, feel the need, and you have money in your pocket.
Yes.
You have money in your pocket. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you the mayor's office of employment. I'm going to give you two numbers. That number is 410-396-1790. There's another number, Office of Employment, 410-396-6722. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's another number you can call that uses a number as a resource. It is the number to the library downtown, Central Library. And we use these this number as a resource. Let me give you two numbers there, because they can look up numbers. If there's a company name you want, I know the company, I just don't know the phone number. This is where you can call the phone to get the phone number to whatever company you want, especially and this is also a this Baltimore City switchboard. I'm gonna give you that number first. That's 410-396-3100. That's Baltimore City switchboard. If there's a Baltimore City agency that you need to get hold of, these people can connect you right to them. Then there's a number, the number to the library, the Enid Pratt. They have use these people as a resource. It's 410-396-5430. And they've been having technical difficulty on the phone. If they don't answer, this is another number. 410-396-5484. That is to the humanities department. They answer your questions. They just use them as a resource, okay? When you're thinking of employment, hallelujah, sometimes go to your local library. Ask them about, and a lot of times that I know most libraries, they have flyers laying around right in front of the desk where you check out your books. They have a table with flyers on them. Those flyers are very important. They have booklets with information on them. Also, go to your local supermarket. Go to the customer service desk in your local supermarkets. Hallelujah. Okay? Also, your post office, the post office on Harford Road, I don't know what block of Harford Road that is, but they are hiring. They have a sign outside of the building, and stuck in the grass, it says, we are hiring. A lot of stores, a lot of places are hiring. Sam's Club, Walmart. If your parent is a veteran, Walmart says that they will hire them. Okay? The post office on Harper Road has a sign that says they are hiring. Try walking into local establishments, places that need someone. And first of all, you don't know what a place even needs until you go in. But sometimes you can look at the parking lots. If they have debris blowing across the parking lots, nobody wants that. And for the establishment, go in there and say, excuse me, do y'all have an opening for someone to clean up your parking lot outside? To gather, or do you need someone to gather up the shopping carts? Okay, shopping carts causes people when they aren't put back properly, they bump into people's cars, put dits and dings, excuse me, in people's vehicles. Okay, so therefore, go into the stores, ask them, hey, do y'all have a job opening for that? I can do that. Sell yourself. Okay. Look around and see a need and fill it. Even your local churches, if they aren't open through the week, go there on Sunday. Churches need people to clean their churches. That person that does it every week, sooner or later, they got to go on vacation. They need it. They have to get away sometimes. Hallelujah. So ask your pastor, do you need somebody to fill a position while someone goes on vacation, while that person goes on vacation? Can I do it? Hey, ask God, Lord, show me what I have around me where that can be a source, a money source. Lord, show me. What did Moses say? He said, what did God tell Moses? What's in your hand?
Hallelujah.
What's in your hands? Ask God to show you what's in your hands. A lot of times you know how to make jewelry. You know how to make doll baby clothes. You know how to make clothes. You know, if you know how to hem a pair of pants, if you know how to hem a skirt, hem a dress, don't you know that is money? You can do that for somebody and say, hey, oh, make up a sign. Stick it in your window. Stick it on your lawn. Don't you know that if you were to take a pair of pants, a dress, a skirt to a cleaners for them to alter, that's called alteration, to hem it, it may start at $7. To hem a pair of pants, maybe $14. Some things to alter costs more than you might as well just lay the outfit somewhere and go buy another one. The amount of money that it will cost to alter
it.
That's a very expensive thing to alter an item. It's just some ideas, young people. Hallelujah. You can go to a thrift shop and buy a sewing machine. And now they even have little miniature sewing machines.
All right.
Hallelujah. Somebody may need their drapes cut off. If they're real, real long and they want their drapes shortened. Do it for them. Ask God to give you the know-how. God will do it. He'll drop things in your spirit. He will anoint your hands. It may be something you've never done. Hallelujah. I remember the first time I drew a cartoon character on a window. I had no idea I was able to do it. Don't you know that is something that you can charge somebody $100 for? Drawing cartoon characters on their children's walls in their bedroom. Think about it. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you can ask. You will be surprised what God will drop in your spirit. Make a list. When you ask God the question, be ready for some answers. Get a piece of paper. Get a book. Get a composition notebook. And write down just what God shows you that's in your hands, the abilities, the gifts, the talents that he has given you. And I guarantee it'll blow your mind. Hallelujah. We serve a wonderful Savior. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. And y'all have a wonderful, wonderful summer. Don't forget, take out some time. for yourself. You made it through another school year. Pat yourself on the back. Hallelujah. Hopefully your family can get away to the beach, to the ocean, have a vacation. Just some chill time with you and the family. God bless you. Back to you, Pastor.
God bless you. Thank you, Pastor Peaches. And before you go for the children's corner, I wanted to ask a question. What word is spelled incorrectly in all the dictionaries in the United States?
The word incorrectly.
Absolutely correct.
Hallelujah.
That was just one of the things. We'll throw that out to the children that they can use that one. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Kudos to you for getting some new material.
All right. I got tired of talking about 10 and 11 running away from 7.
Hallelujah.
7, 8, 9. So 10 and 11 didn't want to get eaten. Right.
Oh, good.
God bless you real good. May God add signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the children's corner on this evening. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Now is sweet and my joy is complete and I'm saved.
And in that text, it says to examine yourselves And we do just that. We examine ourselves, hallelujah, in the light of the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 53 and 5. 1 Peter 2:24b. Hebrews 9:22b. Revelations 1:5b. Ephesians 1 and 7. Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28. Hallelujah. We comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. Hallelujah. Now, in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully discern the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, we're eating and drinking blessings to ourselves, strength to ourselves, healing to ourselves, life to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. And Psalms 118, verse 17 says, you will not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. But everything you said, everything you spoke out of your mouth, you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper which it was sent. We thank you for your word on today.
Thank you.
There's one thing you put above yourself, glory to God. It's your word, oh God. Psalms 138, verse 2 said so. And Father God, we repent of everything we said, done, or even thought that was displeasing in your sight.
Amen, Jesus.
Hallelujah, glory to God. Please forgive us for every sin of omission and commission as we forgive everyone and everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that their names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. And Father God, hallelujah, God, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
On the same night, glory to God. And with the Lord Jesus Christ. He took the bread.
In remembrance.
And when he had given thanks, we thank you, Lord.
We take this bread. Your body broken.
He declared,
Lord,
my body which is broken for you, do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together.
We take this cup.
Thank you.
Remember your Lord.
The word of the Lord says in Isaiah 4:18, Isaiah 61 verses 1, 2, 3, that he wants to heal us everywhere we hurt.
And every time.
So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives, spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body, the alimentary system, cardiovascular system, endocrine system, the genital system, integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our heads to the soles of our feet, from inside out and outside out. We thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name. Matthew 15:26. First John chapter 3, verse 1 and 2. St. John chapter 1, verse 12 and 13. Galatians chapter 3, verse 26. Hallelujah. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture, and healing is the bread of your children. Thank you, Lord, for your healing bread on today. We remember you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Likewise, on the same night when the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's drink together. Thank you. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ is already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus chapter 12, verse 13 to verse 23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 16. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said to bring you into remembrance that we may be justified. And we're justified by the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ. So, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we boldly say what you said. God, you said, thank you, Jesus. God, you said, hallelujah. God, you said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you, and none of the diseases of Egypt, of the world, shall overtake you when I see the blood. We thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministries. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins, our mistakes and mistakes, our forefathers and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the land, as we work and play, as we walk and talk, as we worship and praise. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost, in the spirit of Elijah the Tishbite, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already definitely annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every destiny. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every destiny. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Fire, 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 fire. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught effect, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We remember you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for Holy Communion on this evening. As we speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our family, in our bonus family, we speak our family daily confession. According to Job 22:27-28, Romans 4:17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth. Mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machines. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we are not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We are fivefold ministry gifts. We are gifts to the ministry of health. We are brilliant. We are awesome. We are amazing. We are intelligent. We are powerful. We are strong. We are mighty. We are great. We are beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jude 1:24-25. Hallelujah. Pastor Peter,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Oh, yeah.
What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor Bird.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to
thank
the word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground. And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone. Deliver someone. Set the captives free. Save. Fill with your Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Touch these lips of clay that they may speak with excellence, accuracy, and boldness. And let signs, wonders, and miracles follow and blessings follow in Jesus' name. And Satan, we serve you. Notice right now. We curse you from the roots and command you to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest. And every good season. shown tonight. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100 fold, even 1,000 fold in blessings.
Hallelujah.
We praise, magnify, and glorify your name.
Amen.
We bless your name.
Thank
in
you.
Jesus' name. And everyone said,
amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Two Sundays ago, we started a series called What's Your Sign? And this past Sunday, we did part two of What's Your Sign? Well, we're going to deal with part three today, What's Your Sign? Hallelujah. Pastor Peaches, can you read us the addresses on this evening?
Exodus 20. Verses 1 through 6, 1 Peter 5, verse 18, John 10, verse 10a, Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verse 15, Romans, chapter 12, verse 1, Galatians, chapter 5, verse 17, Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, Deuteronomy 18, verses 9, 12, 14, 1 Samuel 15, verse 23, James 1, verses 5 and 6, Mark 8, verse 24, Luke chapter 9, verse 23, and Psalms 37, 23.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, we started this teaching by talking about some things that we have been doing, even in the body of Christ, that slap God in the face. Because, you know, if God says don't do something one time, that is significant. When he says it two times, that is serious. But if he says it over 25 times, that is downright dangerous to do.
Amen.
And not to do. In his word, he says, don't get involved with the soda crack or the zodiac, astrology. Don't get involved in the horrible scope, that's the horoscope, or the palm readers, that's the palm readers, or the misfortune tellers. Okay, they're the fortune tellers. So I got four things. The Zodiac crack, the horrible scope, the misfortune tellers, and the harm readers. Because all that's going to hurt you. Because all of that slaps God in the face. We talked about the Babylonian philosophy. And that all of this stuff was created under the Babylonian philosophy.
Mm.
And the underpinning of the Babylonian philosophy is wealth and riches, the money. It's about rich people getting richer and poor people getting poorer. Because if you think about it, how many millionaires have you heard saying, I'm a Virgo, I'm a Libra, or I'm a Leo? You don't hear that. You know who you hear saying that? That the people who got more money at the end of the money. People who living from paycheck to paycheck, or they ain't got a paycheck. They even go as far as putting it on and what do you call it, tattoos and having T-shirts. And you're slapping God in the face. Because he said, don't do that.
Mm.
Now, you got two things. You got astronomy and astrology. Astronomy is a branch of science which deals with heavenly bodies.
Amen.
Astrology is a flim-flam operation. It's designed to get your resources out of your pocket and into the hands of a few people. It's the Babylonian philosophy. It has nothing whatsoever to do with God. It has all to do with the Babylonian gods. Every time you call a name in the zodiac, you're worshiping a Babylonian god. They had nine major gods, and then they had a slew of minor gods. I can't even number them. But you know, they weren't real gods. They were idol gods. They had no power. They had nothing. They rejected the almighty God, the true and living God. The Zodocrack, the horoscope, the misfortune tellers, and the harm readers reject Almighty God. And you Christians that involve yourself in that, you are, in essence, cutting off your face, cutting off your nose to spite your face. You say, I'm a Christian, and then you slap God in the face with that crapola. New word. Y'all got to understand this, that the Zodocrat, the horoscope, the misfortune tellers, and the harm readers is a multi-billion dollar a year business. I might even venture to say it's a multi-billion dollar a month business. Mm-mm-mm. T-shirts, sweatshirts, on books and all kinds of stuff. How to do this? How to read somebody's palm? How to do all that? The bottom line, the underpinning is how to get the rich richer and the poor poor, because they don't know no better. That's why I keep telling you that life is an open book test. Read your book. Don't come to me talking about the Zodocrack or the horoscope or the misfortune tellers or the harm readers. Read the book. God said, I will direct your path.
Man.
Not the month you were born in. And I told you part two told you about there's only four personality groups. So if somebody's talking about a personality group, you're quiet, you don't want to really be out front. One out of four people will say, yeah, you're talking about me. It ain't hard to put something together to hit everybody because you're only dealing with four things. Y'all, you have fallen for the okie doke. The biggest flim-flammer in the history of the world is the devil. He flim-flammed Eve in the garden, and the rest is history. And you falling for the okey-doke. Still. You say, well, didn't that one the starter that led the wise men to Jesus? That was a supernatural event, brothers and sisters. And it was all about Jesus. You tell me a zodiac that's all about Jesus. You tell me a harm reader that's all about Jesus. You tell me about a misfortune teller that's all about Jesus. You tell me about a horoscope that's all about Jesus. And I might listen to you. But I know when God said over 25 times, don't do it, I ain't even going to try. I ain't going to listen to you. And I told you about the brother. I don't know what he did. Lord, have mercy. I need to go to the praise scripture, but I need to say this again. I've said it two times already. The brother got struck by lightning. And the next 7 years went by, he got struck by lightning again. He survived that. How many people you know got been struck by lightning and survived? he got struck twice by lightning. Then 7 years later, he got struck for the third time by lightning. And then 2 years into the next 7 years, he passed away. But 5 years later, which would have been the 7th year, you know what happened? His grave got struck by lightning. I want you to know this. I don't know. God is a jealous God. Y'all just don't understand. And some of you think you're a Christian or a fool, and you still dealing with the horrible scope and the zodocrat. See, God will rain on the just and the unjust. He'll bless you not because you're doing what he says do. He'll bless you because he just, that's the kind of God he is. He rains on the just and the unjust. And if you're involved in the zodocrat, the horoscope, the most misfortune teller, and the harm readers, you are unjust. You're disobedient. If you've got to be told over 25 times not to do something and you still do it, you're the one that needs to be slapped in the face. Lord have me. Some of you have been slapped in the face by life and wonder, what did I do to deserve this? When you wear a T-shirt and say, I am a Libra, you ought to be wearing a T-shirt that says, I'm a Christian. I'm blood bought. I'm redeemed of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I am a Jesus follower. That's what you ought to be wearing. Lord have mercy. Give me the first scripture. Jesus, give me the first scripture.
First scripture, Exodus 20, verses 1 through 6.
Go ahead, read that now.
And God spoke all these words. I am the Lord thy God, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers unto the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
If you keep his commandments, he can show mercy to you. But if you keep slapping him in the face, it's not only going to hurt you, it's going to hate your children, your grandchildren, and your great-grandchildren, and your great-great-grandchildren. They ain't even born yet. You're messing up, y'all. Stop. And you can't say you haven't heard it because you done heard it today. You heard it on Sunday. You heard it the previous Sunday. If you got some stuff like that in your house, you better get it out. Like I told someone last week, I don't even want to be standing by anybody who's slapping God in the face. Because there's such a thing as collateral damage. Is that right?
Amen.
You hear about it when there's wars going on. We had war. Collateral damage. You know what I want? I want collateral blessings.
Amen.
Because when you obey God, you're going to get mercy. And that mercy is going to spread on your children and your grandchildren. Your whole household is going to have mercy. Going to be blessed because you're obeying God. Give me another scripture real quick.
1 Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
He is trying to get you, and what he want to get, I'm going to tell you, bottom line, he want to get you so you mess up. So some of y'all, if y'all have messed up, fess up, and get rid of the zodocrat stuff, the horrible scope stuff, the misfortune teller stuff, and the harm reader stuff. Get rid of all that stuff out of your house. people. I'm not saying this is what happened, but I've heard of people's houses blowing up. I've heard of blocks, 3 or 4 houses blowing up. I don't know why. They say it might have been gas, it might have been this or that and the other. But I'm going to tell you something. God, who put breath in the bodies, God, who bent down in the and made himself a man child. And blew breath in his body, and then you slap him in the face. Hallelujah. I'm gonna let you fill in the blanks on that one. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. He's a jealous God, y'all.
Amen.
Go ahead to the next one.
John 10:10a. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy.
He wants to steal your resources. That's the Babylonian philosophy. Take from the poor and get to the rich. Hallelujah. Let the rich get richer and the poor get poor. We ain't worried about the poor. We want to get richer. And we can get richer by fooling them, by flim-flamming them. By... Go ahead, read me another one.
Song of Solomon
2:15.
Take us the foxes, the little foxes that spoil the vines, for our vines have tender grapes.
Holler, the grapes on your back, that's your fruit, and that's your children and your grand. The little things. You say, this is just for fun. We're not really worshiping this. We're just for, that's a little thing. You slap God in the face. Don't you dare. If you're around somebody that's talking about, well, I'm a Leo, you get to say, excuse me, I got to leave this conversation because God is a jealous God. And I ain't standing here while somebody's slapping God in the face. And you walk away. Because you don't want the lightning, because the lightning hits that room that you're in. I hit that person that just slapped God in the face, it might hit you too, because he might reach over and touch you. Now, he got lightning going through his body. He might touch you to try to get some help. I suggest you get to stepping away from that. Hallelujah. Go ahead. Read me another one.
Romans 12:1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy.
Stop. Holy. Holy. Like God. Go ahead.
Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
This is what you're supposed to do. Acceptable unto God. He tells you 25 things. 25 times not to do something. Please listen.
I think you ought to listen.
I think if you do it, he's going to be slightly peeved at somebody who names his name. That's why that scripture, what's that, 2 Chronicles 7:14, is my people who are called by my name would but humble themselves. In other words, it's not your will. Let God's will be done. And pray. And seek my face. Seek what I'm talking about. And turn from the zodocrat, the horoscope, misfortune tellers, and the harm readers. Then will I hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. I'll heal your whole family. Ain't nobody going to be sick in your family if you get to do it right.
Hallelujah.
Everybody, you talk about wealth, you're going to have wealth coming your way.
Thank you.
Multiple streams of income. If you do it God's way. Go ahead now. Give me another scripture.
Galatians 5:17. For the flesh lusteth against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would.
The Zelda crack, the horoscope, the misfortune telling the harm readers, that's your flesh. I want to be like the world. I want to do, because they do that. Romans 12:2 says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Perfect will of God. Perfect will of God. And he said over 25 times, don't get involved in the zodiac and the zodiac, the horoscope, the misfortune tellers, the harm readers, the astrology, all that kind of stuff, the soothsayers. All that depend on anything else but the true and living God. That's their source. That's their modus operandi. Go ahead, read me another scripture.
Psalms 1:1-3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper.
I want you to understand this. Standing, listening to all that other stuff. If you're blessed if you don't, then you're cursed if you do. You get involved in all that kind of witchcraft stuff because it's witchcraft and all that other kind of stuff. You get involved in all of that, you're going to get cursed. But if you don't get involved, if you don't listen to these folks, if you don't stand where they stand in it, blessed means empowered to prosper. You're going to prosper, but not just you, your whole family, your tree, your fruit. Everything is going to be a prosperous. Because when you're talking about collateral blessings, God's going to bless your socks off. Go give me another scripture.
Deuteronomy 18:9-12-14.
Go ahead.
Deuteronomy 18:9. When thou art come into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not learn to do after the abominations of those nations.
Let me stop right there.
Mm.
That stuff is an abomination to God, y'all.
The Lord Jesus.
You're supposed to be in God's kingdom.
Amen.
Not in the kingdom of the zodiac, the horoscope, the misfortune tellers, and the harm readers. That's an abomination to God.
Mm.
Get your stuff together or get to stepping. Go ahead, read some more.
Verse 12, for all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord.
Stop. Again, it's an abomination to God. You're going to slap God's face. And I don't want to be anywhere near you. You're up there slapping God in the face. Don't even come my way and start quoting the okie doke stuff. Because they're the flim-flam you. Go ahead.
And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee. Verse 14 says, for these nations which thou shalt possess hearken unto observers of times and unto diviners, but as for thee, the Lord thy God has not suffered thee to do so.
And I'm like, he don't want you to do that. Well, where were you born? What month were you born? That's the devil's work, y'all. It's an abomination of God. You heard? I was standing on the rooftop and screaming it out to you. You Christians, supposed to be Christians. And then you complain to God, well, I pay my tithes. I do this and that. And I should be blessed coming and going and all that kind of stuff. Why is this stuff coming my way? Well, some of this stuff wouldn't come your way, but you still got on that T-shirt that says I'm a Virgo, you're a slap God in the face. You still got that tattoo that says I'm a Leo. You put pain on, that ought to tell you something. That ought to tell you something. It takes, you got to burn the pain to put that stuff on you. You can get, go some pain, take that off of you so you can get blessed. Because that's holding up a lot of blessings. God's going to bless, he'll bless you. He'll bless you anyway.
Hallelujah.
Because he's on the just and unblessed. But all the blessings that he has stored, he can't give them all to you. Because you done cut off your feet to spite your legs. Oh, give me another scripture.
1 Samuel 15:23. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry, because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee for being king.
My goodness. You talk about I'm a king and priest. Look here, God's going to reject you for being a king and a priest, too. If you get involved in the Zodocrat, the horoscope, the misfortune tellers, and the palm readers. You reject, you are... You are in rebellion. You got a stubborn. It don't mean no harm. You got to read the word of God. Hallelujah. Life is an open book test. You better read the word of God so you can get it right. So you can get all the blessings that you're deserving.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of the completed works of the Lord Jesus Christ, you deserve some stuff coming your way. But you block it when you become an abomination to God. When you slap God in the face, you become an abomination. Give me another scripture.
Hallelujah. James 1:5-6. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed.
You look and say, but it sounded like me. They described me. I told you. Are you hard of hearing? I told you there are only four personality groups in the existence. And, glory to God. And everybody is a combination of two or more of those groups. At various times. I'm going to tell you something. It's just going to hit you. Glory to God. You standing on outside your house and it snowed, and I got four snowballs. I'm going to tell you, one of those snowballs is going to hit you. I'm throwing at you. One of those is going to hit you. Don't be foolish. Because they're just trying to get you so they can get in your resources and your pocketbook. I believe without a shadow of doubt that this stuff is a $1 billion a month business. And you fall for the okey-doke. Go ahead, give me another scripture. Got to hurry up.
8:24. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking.
Okay, give me that scripture again.
Mark 8:24. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking.
We are supposed to be trees planted by the rivers of water.
Amen.
The water is the word of God. But if you see a tree walking, they're out of order.
I'm wrong with that picture.
You take a picture of that, and you may be a millionaire. It could be somebody dressed up like a tree walking down the street. I don't know. But it ain't naturally so. Trees are supposed to be planted. Christians are supposed to be planted in the Word, by the Word.
Let me read the 34th verse. It says 24th. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples, also he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
Hallelujah. Outside, what's your sign? That was the title of the message. What's your sign? Your sign is sign of the cross. Don't you dare tell my sign is, I'm a Leo, I'm a Cancer. You just slap God in the face. Because he's a jealous God.
Yes, he is.
And you watch out for yourself.
Amen.
I don't know if you ever seen it, but talking about stage right or stage left. You say that in my presence, and as far as I can, I want to get to step into stage left or stage right. I'm going to get away from you. So God is a jealous God, y'all.
Amen.
Our sign is a sign of the cross. What's your sign? Go ahead. Give me another scripture.
Luke 9:23.
Go ahead.
He said to them all, if any man come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
This deny that urge to be like your friend. My club talks about the Virgos and the Leos and the Zodiac, you know, and stuff. So deny yourself. Deny that peer pressure. Deny all that kind of stuff. Follow Christ. Take up your cross and follow him. Don't follow the what happens? The blind leading the blind, what happens?
It both end up in a ditch.
Come on now. Go, give me another scripture.
Psalm 37:23. Steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord.
The steps of a good man are ordered by the Zodiac.
The Lord.
Horoscope.
The Lord.
Misfortune teller.
The Lord.
The harm reader.
The Lord. And he delighteth in his way. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
This is the end of this message.
Thank you, Jesus.
But really, when I think about it, it's the beginning. Because I want you to transmit this message to others so they can be set free.
Hallelujah.
They have been crying out to God. You promised this, you promised that. Well, you promised to obey him too. Saul lost his kingdom and his life because he didn't obey God. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
Amen.
I pay my tithes and offerings. I go to church 3 times a week and 4 times on Sunday.
Whoa.
I give to the poor. I give to the needy. And then I turn around and slap God in the face because they ask me what sign am I, and I say I'm a Libra or whatever. That's slapping God. It's an abomination to God. You go around abominating God. Find out what's gonna happen to you. I tell you this. I know personally. Maybe you got some long arms, but my arms too short to box with God.
Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this teaching. We thank you, God, that hallelujah, the seed sown shall spring forth into a great harvest.
Amen.
That it will not just stop at the hearer, but it will be transmitted from heart to heart and breath to breath,
yeah,
from ear to ear, and people will be set free, and miracles, signs, and wonders, and blessings shall follow when people get liberated.
Hallelujah.
From the okey-doke of the Zodiac, the horoscope, the misfortune tellers, the harm readers, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for the harvest, 30, 60, 100-fold, even the 1,000-fold increase in blessing. In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If there's anyone out there that wants to give their hearts to the Lord, hallelujah. Anyone that has been dealing with the Zodiac and all the palm readers and all, ask God, Lord, forgive me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will cast that into the sea of forgiveness. He's not going to keep putting it back in your face. What you've done, you said, forgive me, Lord, and that's it. Hallelujah. Ask God, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I accept you as my personal Savior. Come into my heart, Lord God, and save me from my sins. Hallelujah. I denounce it all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Call us in the morning, morning prayer. Hallelujah. 720-527-5952. Access code 103-4545-POUND. Hallelujah. Well, thank you, Jesus.
Power on.
Yes.
Bluetooth pairing. Bluetooth connected.
Thank you, Jesus. God can do it. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, thank you. Yes. Thank you.
Come on and touch your feet. Come on and touch your feet. Come on and touch your feet.